I believe in not taking things for granted.
I believe in others.
I believe that people too often use their tongues to slander and demean.
This I believe.
Here is Melanie Cornell, a senior at Springfield High School, who experienced the rewards of befriending a peer with intellectual disabilities.
When I was a freshman, I met my buddy. By buddy, I don't mean someone I randomly met and befriended, even though that's pretty close to the truth. I mean a person with intellectual disabilities that was assigned to me through a program at my school called Best Buddies, which works to encourage friendship between students and their peers with intellectual disabilities. My buddy's name was Daniel, and he helped me believe in the importance of friendship. I had been going to school with Daniel since elementary school. He was one of the kids that walked with a chaperone in the hallways and played in a different part of the playground during recess. My friends and I didn't talk about those kids much. If we did, it was always something horrible, exhibitive of our immaturity. Back then, Daniel had this blue book bag with stars and moons all over it and his name embroidered on the front in big capital letters. It was kept in the gym with everyone else's book bag during the after-school daycare program. A couple of times, I would watch as my friends took it and threw it on top of a cabinet. This always gave me a weird feeling, but I would just laugh along and run away to play outside. I never really understood why we did this, and as bad as it still makes me feel, I was glad that I got a chance to really get to know Daniel. The beginning of our friendship was rocky. Daniel was almost completely nonverbal. He would skip meetings more than occasionally and didn't seem interested in hanging out outside of school. He didn't like being around a lot of people, so we'd often have to cut group meetings short. The only time I ever saw him happy is when his dad came to pick him up. His face would light up, and he would show him pictures that he had drawn at that day's meeting, usually of him and his dad together. Finally, after a couple of months, we began to connect. Daniel had a burning passion for Elvis Presley and loved going to movies. That boy could pack down more popcorn than anyone I know, and he would laugh loudly and without shame at all the corny parts. It made me feel good to laugh with him. Unlike with my other friends, I knew I never had to worry about Daniel and I having any dumb arguments or stupid drama. When I had a bad day, being around his simple, unaffected humor was like falling onto a soft bed after a scary slip. For me, the moment of glory in our friendship was when I walked into his classroom one day and I heard him say to a classmate, "That's Melanie, she's my friend." It was the most coherent thing I'd ever heard him say. My junior year, Daniel's dad died. It was as every bit of progress we had made together was reversed. He no longer wanted to talk, and I didn't even get to see those moments of excitement like when we had first started. Some people told me that he didn't fully understand that his dad was gone, but I knew that was completely untrue. I suddenly became aware that I had been completely avoiding Daniel, while a good friend would have been doing everything they could to comfort him. It was then that I realized that real friendship should always overpower any differences people may have. After that, I began to give Daniel the respect and attention any person deserves. I learned so much from Daniel. The summer before my senior year, I attended the International Best Buddies Leadership Conference, which would prepare me to take over the club the following year. There, I learned more about intellectual disabilities. I heard so many inspirational stories and met dozens of amazing, accomplished people with disabilities. My eyes were opened. The Best Buddies motto is, "I see you," a customary greeting in Africa that encourages a recognition of the individual. They see us, but it often seems like we don't always see them. The way a lot of kids and even adults perceive disabled people is so negative, not everyone realizes that they are capable of every emotion their peers are and should not be overlooked as a less significant person than themselves. My experience does not have to be unique. Absolutely anyone can benefit from a friendship like mine. Reaching out to a person with intellectual disabilities can be the most mutually rewarding thing two people can experience. Since then, I have made a lot more friends, both disabled and not. I believe that friendship is one of the most powerful and influential things in the world. Because of these friendships, I have a stronger sense of confidence in everything I take on and have a greater respect for everyone around me. Most importantly, however, I have acquired a strong belief that absolutely everyone deserves a good friend.